We walk around pretending. Hey, everybody say ho. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. The time is 6:01 in the p.m. You are listening to 91.7 KOOP Hornsby Austin. Thank you to Deidre for another edition of Around the Town Sounds. Deidre, you were one of the top four Around the Town Sounds hosts, in my opinion. Thanks. You're crushing it. Oh, we got a really good show coming up for you. Oh, we got a special in-studio guest, maybe also a surprise phone call, and maybe music that's too loud. But it's going to be great. Going to start the show with The Danger Is, All for Gold. Oh, that time is 6:06. You're listening to the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is Mac Blake. David Hutta is on assignment. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's conversation, please do. The phone number is 512-472-5667. Do you like letters? Then the number is 512-472-KOOP. You're also on Twitter. We are at Mascot Wedding. You tweet it. I will see it. I will read it. Anything said on this show is just the opinion of the person that said it. Nobody else. Quit your bitching. Oh, we just heard All for Gold by The Danger Is off of The Danger Is EP. And before you despair that you're going to hear another Mac Blake solo show, not true. We have a special co-host today. In studio, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Lance Gilstrap. Yay!
Oh, I was clapping for myself.
They don't know that.
But they have to, if it's just you and me.
No,
and
it's,
two...
look. Oh, do you think they think a live band is playing right now?
No, I guess it could be a CD of clapping, is
yeah,
that what you're saying?
Don't
oh, okay.
Just roll with a jerk. How are you, Lance?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm pretty good. Lance, you've been a guest on the show. A couple times, a few times, many times.
Yeah, three
you've
or
reached,
four, yeah.
You've reached friend of the show status.
Oh, good.
And however, besides being a local comedian and funny man who can be seen tonight taking the stage with the rest of Midnight Society, Cold Town Theater, you're also here for another reason.
That's right. I am the producer of a producer, one of the producers of Austin Sketchfest, which is happening next week, Wednesday through Sunday.
Austin Sketchfest, good. I love drawing.
No, Mac, you don't understand. It's Austin Comedy Sketches.
What? Sketch? You mean like really funny drawings?
Yeah, basically. Yeah, that's what I'm
no,
talking
don't,
about.
No. You don't. You have to maintain, don't play along or the audience will get confused. It's sketch comedy.
Sketch comedy, yes, yes. They hacked it out. It's on stage. It's like improv, but written.
How dare you? Like improv, but written. But no, yeah. And it starts when?
It starts Wednesday, May 23rd, and goes through Sunday, May 27th, and our headliner is Mr. Paul F. Tompkins.
Paul F. Tompkins, if not the best comedian going right now, one of the best.
Absolutely.
I'd
say,
top five?
Yeah, he's my favorite. I'd say number one.
He is, oh man, if he's not my favorite, he's tied with my boy P.O., Patton Oswalt.
Oh yeah, he's great too.
But yeah, I mean, but like, even if you're, like, let's say... He breaks a foot and he loses a little bit of funny and he bump him down to five. I mean, he's still
he's
still number five. That's it. I'm setting up weird scenarios that don't like explain anything further. Like, okay, if he bumps down to number six, he's still number six. Like, okay, Mac, that's great.
Anyway, he's on that comedy
anyway,
Mount Rushmore or whatever.
How dare you? Anyway, me. How dare you? However appropriate. Yes. No, he's great. He's amazing, and he's. It's great that you got him, but it's kind of a shame that he's only going to be here for two shows.
Oh, wait, but Mac.
I mean, he's only going to be here for one show. Two shows. I don't know why I said that. I mean, how dare
hopeful.
I?
Wishful thinking, Mac?
We would be wishful thinking, and I shouldn't dare to dream that he'd be
Except
in town for two shows. What?
He's going to be here Saturday night and Sunday night.
What?
Yeah, at the 29th Street Ballroom. His two nights will be Saturday at 8 o'clock and Sunday at 8 o'clock.
Well, it's a real shame that no one's excited about the show, and the tickets are super available for the Saturday night show.
Well, unfortunately, the Saturday night show is sold out, so everybody should make arrangements if they want to.
All right, you hear that, dummies? Saturday night show sold out. You only got one more chance to catch Paul F. Tompkins in Austin, and that is this coming Sunday.
That's right, Sunday night at 8.
At 8, and that is going to be at the 29th Street Ballroom. Now, if people want to do find out about tickets, where would they go?
Probably to atxsketchfest.com.
Screw that, probably. That's where they're going. atxsketchfest.com. Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, besides Paul F. Tompkins, he's here for two shows, which is really exciting. Well, let me ask you this, Lance, because I've gotten this when I've been talking about Sketchfest with people, and they're like, why is he coming to Sketchfest? He's like a stand-up.
Oh, well, you want me to answer that dumb guy's question?
Yeah, yeah, I'm a dumb guy. Answer my question.
Well, dumb guy. He's...
I got a name. I got a name. It's Trev.
Oh, hey, Trev. Well, Trev, Paul F. Tompkins used to be involved in sketch. He started at Mr. Show. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. The most amazing sketch show
on television.
See,
right here, you're talking too much. Be like, oh, I'm sorry. We're having this super funny comedian in town. Would you like me to call him and cancel?
Oh, well, can you just answer the question for me? Thank you, Mac.
No problem, Lance. That's why I'm here. Lance, you are free to go.
Okay, goodbye.
But no, it starts Wednesday, but we also have some other great sketch troupes coming to our wonderful city, right?
Yes, we've got some great out-of-town acts. We've got Astronaut Theater, and Delicious Moments is coming back. For anybody that saw them last year, they are incredible. Mm-hmm. I don't know anyone that wasn't amazed by them last year. Fantasy Sex Picnic.
All right. Well, let me hold on. I got to hit the dump button to erase your filth.
I apologize.
Okay, now what's the name of the sketch troupe?
F Sex Picnic.
Oh, my gosh. Hold on a second, Lance. I made it worse.
Fantasy Sex P?
I made it even worse.
I may not be able to say that.
No. Yeah, you can, because people could hear the period after the word P.
Right.
So Fantasy Sex Picnic, where are they from?
They are... Pretty sure they're from L.A., from the Los Angeles.
Yes, I think they have a connection to Delicious Moments.
Yes,
well.
they have been coached by members at least one member of Delicious Moments.
So yeah, you got Delicious Moments coming in from L.A. Same with Fantasy Sex Picnic. You said Astronaut Theater. They're from Chicago
and New York.
Chicago, is that what you call it?
It's not what I call it.
I thought I just heard you say that.
I'm pretty sure you said that.
Chicago, I like it. I'm going to talk to those guys, see about changing that name.
They probably will. They probably have the authority.
It sounds like a little bit hipper, doesn't it? Chicago?
Chicago?
Yeah. Let's go to Chicago. Hey, look at that. It sounds like it's more like fast-paced on the go, Chicago. Not like Chicago. Snooze. I almost fell asleep in the middle of that word. Chicago, though. I want to do Red Bull and vodka all night. I'm going to take shots of Tuaca. Oh, my God. any radio ads where the name of the product being advertised is said 30 times, I can't help but enjoy. Like, I don't want to give it away. I'm going to change the number, so I'm going to say 1-600-BARTEND. But have you've heard those radio ads?
No, I haven't.
1-600-BARTEND. 1-600-BARTEND. That number again, 1-600-BARTEND. And they keep, it reaches a point. It's almost like a Family Guy sketch or like a cutaway when they just keep doing something over again. You're like,
right.
All right, clearly they're going to stop. Peter's not going to be like, grab his knee any longer, and they just keep going. That's like 1-600-BARTEND. But they used to have this ad for Tuaca where they're keeping in a long line of things that take place in bars on radio and TV or whatever, where it's the world's quietest bar.
Right.
It's like, hey, how's it going? Like, pretty good. Give me some good to drink. Have you had Tuaca? Tuaca? What's Tuaca? Well, Tuaca.
Right.
They kept saying it. Anyway.
Well, they're paying for a good 30 seconds. They want to fill it with a name as much as possible.
Yeah, because the name is nonsense. I honestly don't know what that is.
Tuaca?
Yeah. Is it a liqueur? I don't want to talk too much about Tuaca.
I don't ever want to know what that is.
Well, is Tuaca going to grease the wheels a little? Am I going to get like a bottle of Tuaca in my co-op mailbox next week? Because I'll keep talking about it.
Do you want that? You don't want that.
No, man, I told you this. I was talking about this last time on the radio show with some other sketch people. Skinny Bitch Jesus meeting. The only thing we've ever received here at Mascot Wedding, even though sometimes it seems like we're openly begging for freebies, we got a book on royal weddings because I thought they... That we're a wedding show. KOOP, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Brian Shortall calling in. Supposed to have an interview at this time.
You know what, Brian? Normally I would play a game where I pretend I was a call screener and jerk you around for a little bit. But no, you're on the air right now. This is Mac Blake.
Hi, Brian. It's Lance, too.
Thanks for not jerking me around.
No problem, Brian. So this is Brian Shortall from Delicious Moments, who we were just talking about, right?
That is me, yes.
Exciting.
Yes, it is exciting to be in Delicious Moments. And on the air.
Yes. No, it was very exciting. I can hear it in your voice. So you're calling from Los Angeles right now?
Correct.
2 hours in the past.
Yes. We don't know what you've experienced yet.
No, you don't. It's horrific. The future is a terrifying time to be alive.
Oh, don't tell me. I don't want a spoiler.
Okay, touche. Okay. So, Brian, you and Ithamar Enriquez are going to be, you make up Delicious Moments, and you're going to be in Austin next weekend as part of ATX Sketchfest.
Yes, we can't wait. We're very, very excited to come back.
Tell us, for folks at home who are listening in their car, or I don't know, where do people listen to radio nowadays?
Car, computer.
Car, computer. Tell those guys a little bit about Delicious Moments.
Sure. Delicious Moments started about, say 3.5 years. No, not quite 3.5 years ago. Ithamar moved to L.A. from Chicago, and we knew each other from Chicago. We toured at Second City together, and, we're good friends and really just shared the same type of humor, sense of humor, and comedy heroes and such. And we said, let's just do a show. We'll do a show at Second City. They gave us a spot there, and we started doing a show. And we called it Delicious Moments for no reason. And we just started doing a weekly show there, and it became this sort of thing that people really enjoyed seeing. So Second City just gave us an open run, and we've been doing it ever since.
Well, that's awesome. I remember last year at Austin Sketchfest, Delicious Moments, easily the most talked about show.
Oh, well, that's great. Well, hopefully they'll talk a little bit more about us this year.
Let's not get too cocky, all right?
Yeah. Yes, I'm sorry. I flew off the handle there. I really I was starting to throw my weight around. We had a ball last year. We were shocked at how much fun it was. You go to festivals here and there, and they're okay, but Austin was just a blast, and everybody was so welcoming, and people certainly did respond to the show, which was a huge validation for us, because doing a show here in LA every week, you sort of get into a comfort zone, but going there last year and having people respond the way they did was just amazing. We loved it. So,
what other just out of curiosity, what other festivals have you done?
We did CIF, which is the Chicago Improv Festival. That's back in my hometown. So we did that, and I think you in an improv festival as opposed to sketch, I think it's easier to get lost. I mean, we did a really great show there at the ETC Theater in Second City there in Chicago. And it was great. It was a sold-out house, and everyone was fantastic. But again, you sort of feel like you're playing a home game. So there was something different about, one, doing improv, and two, doing something in our old stomping grounds that when we went to Austin, it was a whole new experience because, you're playing an away game, so to speak, and you just don't know how people will react. And because it's written, there's a certain amount of risk there you're taking because you can't really... the show is the show, You can't really change it midstream. So the fact that people liked it was really cool.
If you're looking for some local... I was going to make some dumb joke about how it's like, oh, a good way to do it is to put a lot of local references in your opening. But I was like, I don't even want to pretend that I'm that dude.
No, well, hey, you might be surprised when you see the show. I mean, I'm not going to say anything, but we may have tweaked a little thing, for Austin. I don't know.
Oh, instead of saying, hey, people, are you going to say, hey, dirty scumbags?
Right, exactly. We took a poll, and that's what most people in Austin like to refer to themselves as.
Instead of saying, I hope you have fun, are you going to just say, like, hey, Austin, get a job?
I'll say, yeah, clean yourself up.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen the script for the show yet, so I'm sure it's going to be good. We have people write it for us.
Oh, wow.
Wow. I wasn't aware of that.
we're very excited. We think this is a fun show, so we hope Austin likes it.
Now, Brian, you are also, you and Itham are teaching a workshop while you're here. Is that correct?
Yes, we are. Yeah, we're very excited. We're going to teach a little, sort of how to create sketch from improv, but sort of through the prism, the way we see it, you know. So it's not necessarily a Delicious Moments workshop, although it is, you know, coming from our point of view. So if you've seen us perform, you can see our point of view is maybe a little, I don't know the word to describe it, a little askew?
Yeah, all right, yeah, fine, yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, I should say we're talking to Brian Shorthall of Delicious Moments, the comedy group that will be in town next weekend, Saturday?
Yes, Saturday.
Saturday as part of Austin Sketchfest, atxsketchfest.com for more information. Look at that radio reset. Pretty good.
That was nice. I like that.
Thanks. Brian, can I call you B-Ball?
Yeah, absolutely. I prefer it.
You would prefer it? So if we were meeting on the street and I was like, hey, I'm Mac, would you go, hey, what's up, B-Ball?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say that. I don't think it's proper to, like, introduce yourself by your own nickname, but when someone asks me if they can call me by my nickname, I'm overjoyed. Yeah, definitely.
Do you find yourself trying to bring it up in conversation? Like, just playing a little, like, air hoops?
No. Fair enough. I will say the origin of the nickname is, I'm laughing only because the origin of the nickname comes from a person who did do that, who actually would say, call me B-Ball. It would come in an old sketch, and I would repeat that line over and over, just reciting the old sketch, and then people would think that I was asking them to call me B-Ball. So there's a weird sort of vortex of logic there, but yeah, definitely, call me B-Ball is the point I'm making.
I think the best time to tell someone about your nickname is when there's kind of like an awkward pause. Maybe if you're sitting on a couch, kind of both looking at a TV, and then you just kind of, you let it hang for a second, and you're like, hey, man, could you call me Nitro?
Yeah, could you do that? We've known each other for a few years, but I just kind of want to throw this in the mix. Yeah, I think that's a good time to do it. Definitely.
Well, I feel like I interrupted you, Brian, when you're talking about this workshop.
Oh, no, not at all. The workshop, I'm excited about it because I think we will get to, it's a sketch fest, so being able to teach how we learn to do sketch will be really exciting because we came from the Second City background. You know, Second City sketch comes from improvisation and re-improvisation. There isn't a lot of like sitting down at a computer like you would maybe from other schools and like, and now be funny. You know, there's not a lot of that. It comes from performance. So I'm really excited to do that and to sort of pass on what we learned by coming up through Second City, but also sort of adding in elements, that we took it upon ourselves to employ not only in Delicious Moments, but really anything that we do. And I think that's what sketch is about, is getting your own personal point of view across so that you can do something different from anybody else, you know?
Well, that sounds great. It's just a real shame, Lance and Brian, that this workshop is only open to longtime comedy pros. Not just anyone can take it.
Anyone could take this. Anyone could take it.
Oh, that's great. That's great news.
Yeah, if they want to sign up, they can go to ATX Sketchfest.
Don't tell people to go to ATX Sexfest.
No, that's I set up both those sites just in case.
I know. When you came on the show, I was like, Lance, you're only plugging one today, and don't use that verb as a dirty thing. Yes, Brian?
I want to put in a plug for Sexfest, atxsexfest.com, because it's not a bad site. And I think you guys are underselling it. There's a lot of sex on there, yes, but there's informative stuff, too, and political discussion stuff.
You know, I haven't even been able to get on it because it's too much flash for my browser.
Right. Nice. You got to have the sound of a rim shot. The drum's going after that.
Yeah, I need a Java plugin as well. But maybe when you come down, you can come over to my place, bust open the laptop, the LT, that's what I call it, and we can pop it open, see if we can load Sexfest together.
All right. That's a deal. I'm going to hold you to that. B-Ball's going to hold you to that.
Oh, I like the name drop again, B-Ball. Well, hey, Brian, thank you so much for calling in. I look forward to Delicious Moments so much next weekend.
Yeah, thanks, Brian.
You. Thank you guys so much. We can't wait, and we'll see you next week.
All right, awesome.
See you then.
Thanks for calling in.
All right, take care. Bye.
Bye. Boom, class act, that B-ball.
Yeah. B-ball.
B-ball. Oh my God.
I want an accidental nickname.
Well, it did. Yeah, I guess it did sound kind of accidental. Well, the guy laid out a formula for you, Lance.
Yeah, well, no.
You write a sketch where a character has the nickname you want, and you just kept referencing that sketch until boom.
All right.
Until your nickname's Boom.
All right. So you guys are, it's going to be Boom?
What nickname do you want?
Batman.
You want Batman?
Is that not a good nickname?
It's fine. It's a fine nickname. I mean, it's no Nitro.
Nitro's good. That's one of the American Gladiators, right?
I don't know. I mean, I certainly wouldn't call myself Nitro.
Well, yeah, I mean, who would?
Nitro, right?
Do you know a guy named Nitro that you're talking to right now?
No, you know, just Nitro.
Are you talking to me?
No.
Oh, man. Mac wants me to be called Nitro.
No,
hey, everybody, that is great. I didn't have to give myself this nickname. He gave it to me.
No,
this is great. I am now Nitro. I'm going to change my email address. I am Nitro.
No! I want the nickname. I want the nickname Nitro.
Well, we just said you can't give yourself your own nickname, Mac.
Lance, I'm gonna shove you in front of a car later.
Oh, okay. Whatever you say, Batman.
No, I don't want the nickname Batman. Well, let's take a break.
Okay.
You'd think I'd like the nickname Batman, but I don't.
Yeah, it's too overused.
That's too many Batman around.
Too many Batman.
I did like that in the beginning of The Dark Knight. How there was all this other Batman, and he was like, oh, I'm trying to help. What can I help? And Batman's like, I'm not wearing a hockey pads or something like that. Uh-huh. I'm not wearing a hockey pads. As much as I trip over my own words when I'm just like in low stress situations, I'm surprised that Batman keeps, maybe that's why he doesn't talk a lot.
Yeah, probably, because he's probably got, I mean, he does kind of have, Christian Bale has that kind of a speech impediment.
Well, he does have a speech impediment, but imagine if myself or yourself was graced with the ability of a Batman. And we were like going about our business. Like if I was sliding down a battering, I'd be like, whoa, 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 nice, nice, nice. Like if I hit the landing, like I feel like I'd sort of be talking to myself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Batman's like quiet, like he's just in his head all the time. What's that guy thinking about?
He's probably in his head just saying, whoa, 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 nice, nice,
whoa,
nice, nice.
Whoa, stick that landing.
Sweet land.
By the way, the Dark Knight Rises trailer, besides being amazing,
mm-hmm.
It's just really weird because it's like all this, you know, it doesn't look good for Batman. It's like one after the other. Like, it's like one piece, like the bridges are blowing up in the last trailer. And then you got Joseph Gordon-Levitt being like, is he dead? And Catwoman's like, I don't know. And then all this stuff. And it's just like, you know, Bane is like killing people. And it's like, oh, no.
Right.
It's like this crime is heightening. And then at the very end, the trailer ends with a joke. Because it's like, cool car. It's like, it's not a car. And then, bat plane or bat hovercraft.
Right, right. But I don't know if that's a joke as much as just
that's a kind of a joke.
Fun moment.
Well, okay, a fun moment. Yeah. I'll agree to that. But still, it's sort of, I always feel like you need that. Oh, my God. I was about to reference the Prometheus trailer, which I keep talking about the show, because that's another thing that's the most intense thing ever.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I can handle that movie. As long as that movie's not 2 minutes long, which is music getting louder and louder. But there's a new commercial for Coors Light where like it's sort of a commercial mashup. Like it shows, you know, the Prometheus crew being like, oh my God, something's going to get us. And then like, boom, it's the new Coors Light cold bottle or something.
No, it's not. This
yeah.
is you. No, yeah. You are kidding me.
No, no, I'm not. It's sad.
No, this is not true.
I'm sorry, little boy. I'm sorry, Lance. There is no Santa. And yes, that commercial exists. I saw it with my own peeps. My peepers.
Is there the, what's the guy, the navigator or whatever? The elephant-looking guy that sits in the big chair?
Oh, that guy?
Cracking up on a tall silver bullet?
No, but you do have Idris Elba in the curious Texas accent they've given him.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta land this plane. Like, why? By the way, Idris Elba's normal voice? Oh, my God. That thing could read me a bad bill of health, and I'd still enjoy it. Idris Elba. I mean, seriously. I don't know why that guy, dear racist, this guy should be James Bond already. Seriously. Daniel Craig, yeah, he's good. Let's go ahead and shoot a couple with Elba, though, while he's still in his prime. You know what I'm saying?
I'd like to see that.
I would
like to see that. Yeah,
that guy's smooth as hell.
Yeah.
giving him this Texas accent. Hey, we gotta land this Prometheus. I think that's a quote, right, from the trailer?
Yeah. It's...
Hey, Prometheus coming in too fast. Oh no, what are we gonna do with Prometheus? You wanna take a break, Lance?
Let's take a break.
Well, let's take a break off of their album, The Virgins. This is The Virgins. Rich Girls. I'm not feeling a show coming up.
We walk around pretending we're all grown up. Hey, rich girls, what can you tell me? Why you're so stuck up and that's all down. I'll tell you everything I know.
We are back on the Mascot Wedding Show. We just heard The Virgins off of their self-titled album. That was Rich Girls. My name is Mac Blake, special in studio co-host
Lance Gilstrap.
David Hotta, I believe, is trapped in a pit somewhere.
Poor guy.
No, it's a mosh pit.
Oh, okay.
He loves it.
He loves
throwing some bows and skanking and doing other punk dances, hardcore. I don't know.
Probably.
Do you know stuff like that?
No. I mean, I know about mosh pits. I was alive in the 90s.
Well, I mean, were you ever in a mosh pit?
Yeah, yeah.
What was the circumstance?
Well, okay. So, I've been in a few mosh pits. Here's one that turned into, a mosh pit is involved in this. When I went to go see, Nirvana, I went to go see Nirvana.
Oh, you
live.
Saw Nirvana.
I saw Nirvana.
Wow.
Awesome concert.
How old were you?
How old was it? 16?
Okay.
The Breeders opened.
Whoa.
And Sibo Mato. How do you say it?
Oh, man. I always said Sibo Mato. Wait,
yeah.
Man, now I haven't.
What?
Yeah, but those
right.
Those ladies.
Right.
They're
they
a lot
opened.
Of fun.
Yeah, they were awesome.
That is a kind of a crazy bill.
Yeah, yeah, it was. And it was in the TNA building in Oklahoma City. And
total nonstop action?
Well, I don't know what the T and the N and the A stand for, but everyone loves that it's called the TNA building, man.
A lot of high-fiving going on.
Right.
Classic.
So there was these guys. I went with some friends, but there was these guys that weren't my friends that were just hanging out near us. And he goes, one of the guys is like, the moment Kurt hits that stage, you're going up and you're crowd surfing, man. And I was like, I don't know. I've never done that before.
Wait, he's
like,
who's saying this to you?
Just some random guy at the concert.
So he came up to you and he's like, hey.
Yeah, yeah, because I think he just saw me and my friends like having fun. He was like, these guys are having fun, and I was.
Oh, so was he excited for you, or was it like, these are your marching orders, man?
A little both. Like, I think, no, he was excited. He was,
so
like,
he was like,
you're doing it, man. You got it. Okay. You're going up, man.
Like, this is the dream, and you're going to be like, Oh my gosh, great.
You're going to be so excited. You were the first one to crowd surf when Kurt Cobain hit the stage, and I was like, I don't know. They're not even going to be playing music at that point, And sure enough, Kurt Cobain steps on the stage. This guy lifts me up.
Oh my gosh.
I go over like three people and then fall and smash my face right onto the ground because people are not ready to do that because there's no music. I get up and I kind of walk back and the guy was like, I guess that was a bad idea.
Are you okay?
I was okay. Yeah, yeah. And then we started a real fierce pit after that.
Nice. Did you get any, like, chip a tooth or anything?
No. I got my... No, I've had plenty of injuries at concerts, but...
Really? Like, no what?
When I was, I guess, also
I've
16...
I've had none.
I went to a Chainsaw Kittens concert.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
And had an earring pulled out straight through my ear.
Well, you know what, Lance? It's like the old story about the scorpion and the turtle.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, if you're wearing an earring, I don't know. I know that sucks to have an earring ripped out. I guess it sucks. But also, Lance, what were you doing with an earring?
It taught me a lesson. It's like having an earring, being ripped out is the punishment for having an earring. And having your picture taken with a mullet is punishment for having a mullet.
Lance, I don't know if I can do this show anymore. I'm really sad.
Why are you so sad, Matt?
Well, my... My Segway broke on the way over here.
Your Segway?
Yeah, but I guess it's what I get for having a Segway. Yeah.
I mean, the guy that sold it to me told me.
He told me, you will be punished.
He was like, this is dumb, you know.
So sign right here, initial here, and you own a Segway, sir. Congratulations, and an affront to God's will. Moving on. So what were the other pit injuries? Or not pit injuries, but...
Just concert injuries in general. Man, I don't know. I got I went to a Skinny Puppy concert way past liking Skinny Puppy. I just went because I never went when I did like Skinny Puppy, and I wanted to get close so I could see better. And I didn't realize how much industrial music fans like to punch each other in mosh pits.
Skinny Puppy, that's a terrible band name, right? We can all agree on that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It always sounded dumb to me.
No. In fact, I hated that band for 2 years before ever listening to them because of their name.
Uh-huh.
The mosh pit broke out, and it wasn't like a matter of like shoving and pushing. It was a matter of like guys that wanted to punch people and fight. And like I had to work my way through it, being punched in the face and gut. As I got out of it.
Oh my gosh.
It was pretty incredible.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd use the word incredible. I mean, it's an incredible tale.
Yeah.
It's like 127 hours, except like you just got punched.
And then I made a friend who was also in the same situation, and we had both like made a silent agreement of like anytime they get near us, we'll let the other one know so we can get away.
You're a cool kid, Lance. Did your dad didn't have to go with you or anything?
No. I think 16 was the age where I was allowed to go. We did have to have a dad drive us to Nirvana.
Man, I wanted to go to a concert when I was in high school. Gonna roll back the curtain a little bit here, or pull back. You know, you don't roll back curtains; you roll them up, or you just don't roll curtains. I'll edit that out of the podcast. Pause for edit, and there you go. Okay, I wanted to go to a Stone Temple Pilots concert because I was I liked the Stone Temple Pilots when I was in high school.
STP,
and my mom was like, no, because they smoke marijuana there. I'll ask a policeman who's a friend if they can recommend it. And I was like, well, I'm not going to that. I don't know. But you know what? It's funny. I was never in a pit. Apparently, the moody indie rock bands I went to go see when I got to college, not a lot of pits at Pavement.
Yeah, right. Yeah, as my taste in music got better, I realized I got hurt a lot less at concerts.
But the only time I did... It was at a Stone Temple Pilots show. They played like Rock for the Roses, which I think it was, I don't actually know what that is.
Like a Guns N' Roses tribute show?
No, it was somehow helping out Lance Armstrong. You'd think it was his charity, but I'm pretty sure he was just pocketing the cash. But it was them and it was Cake.
And oh, that's a pair up.
Yeah, it was weird. You know which, today's a summer concert series would totally make sense.
Also, real quick, I went to go see Cake in Oklahoma, and those guys are so hungry for a mosh pit, people started moshing during Cake, and they stopped the song and told people, this is not the kind of music you mosh to, please stop doing that.
So wait, when you say those people, you mean the Oklahomans?
The people people in Oklahoma who are dying for any music to come through that's
pitiful.
Yeah, that they can mosh to.
That's pitiful. Oh, see what I did? That wordplay. Yeah. And so I was sitting there watching Stone Temple Pilots. There's a mom and a kid in front of me, and like all of a sudden it was like Jurassic Park. Like the small dinosaurs were like running out of the weeds, and I was like, why is everyone running backward towards me? And then this giant, like, swirling pit broke out. And it was a bit of a surprise because I was like, what, really? Like, I mean, it was a sex type thing. Like, so I guess maybe that, you know, like, that was okay or to
right.
do a pit. But, like, I remember, like, panically being like, oh, let's get out of here.
Yeah, I've been afraid of pits before. Like, so you can kind of judge. You can just judge them from far away.
Do you ever feel the pit coming and you're just like, hold?
Yeah.
And then you attack it?
No. I did like to go in them. And
so
just
you were throwing punches and stuff? You're like, let's do this.
Yeah, I wouldn't punch anybody in the face, but I definitely like did that whole, like, I don't know if you remember the 90s mosh pit dance. It was a lot of like elbows in the air,
kind of
a march.
Yeah.
And I would do that.
Do you do like the rev up thing where it's like you're in like a crouch and you're like grabbing all this stuff to like warm yourself up?
I don't know. I would
visually hard to describe on the radio.
I would back up and run forward, like shoulder out, to jump into a pile of people to see how many, like how upset we could make the pit.
The squares.
Yeah, yeah.
When you were in the pit, were you like, take this dead?
No.
You weren't like,
I think it was like, take this me.
Oh, ouch. Oof, bumming me out there.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. I was on I Love Video one time, and they were playing this like Nirvana concert footage. And Kurt Cobain was up there, and he was yakking it up with the audience, like, hey guys, having fun or something like that. And I was like, whoa, weird. Because I don't think I've ever seen him be not just moody.
Right.
Or whatever. Do you remember anything from the Nirvana show? Was he like, hey, good brownies here or something like that?
You know what? I think that the one thing I was really disappointed was he barely talked to the audience at all. And I was expecting a little more banter. He was just like kind of just letting it happen and rocking.
Well, he is now Doug Marsh, one of the greatest showmen of all time. The band Built to Spill.
Oh, right.
That guy comes on stage, plays a song, head down. Looks up, goes, thanks, and then on right, to the next one.
Right, right.
Absolute zero feel for what the crowd wants.
Have you ever gone to see David, I never know how to say his last name, Bazin or Bazan, the Peter the Lion guy. He will do a show, and then after a song go, does anybody have any questions?
Like that, who was that show we went to? Neutral Milk Cartel, Jeff Mangum.
He was just fielding.
Yeah, he was. People were like, love you, Jeff. He's like, I love you too. Hey, let's hang out. He's like, where are your apartment? And I'm like, oh, stop answering these people. They're going to keep doing it. And then just like, at any point, I was like, does anyone have any questions? Any need? It's like, oh, what's traffic light? Well, look for brake lights on Mopec after the show. Headed north, southbound. You're in the clear. Ridiculous. Oh, man. I remember, there was one ACL. It might have been, I don't think it was the Dust Bowl year. This year, ACL Festival.
Right.
I think it was the year before that, but it was like rained and it was humid on a Saturday. And it was a Saturday, and Modest Mouse went up there and just, one of the worst sets I've ever seen. And I was talking to a Modest Mouse fan later, and they're like, yeah, they don't really like it when people sing along to their, or they don't really like it when people like their hit songs. And I was like, oh, that's good.
Wait, was this the year that, because I saw a Modest Mouse show, and after they played Float On, half the crowd left, and I think it bummed them out.
Oh, I don't know. I couldn't really see from my vantage point. But, you know, I don't know. If it bummed you out, look, you're at ACL. These people, if half that crowd left, you still had, like, what, 8,000 people there?
Right,
or something?
Right.
Just to play the songs. No, I'd be happy about it.
I'm with you.
Man, if that many people were gathering around to see me do something. Oh, speaking of me doing something, man, we should have led with this. Speaking of Austin Sketchfest, Lance, hot announcement. The Mascot Wedding Show, this very program, is going to be doing a live podcast recording.
Oh, yeah. That sounds great.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And I believe it is a show that you can get into without having to open your wallet. Wink. But yeah, it's going to be this time next week, means we'll probably have to get a sub for this show. We tried to do a live remote, but it did not happen. But thank you to the co-op tech team for consulting on that. But yeah, it's myself, David. Maybe that guy Brian Shornall will be there. Wow, I don't know. Maybe some special radio guests. But we're going to be doing it live at the 29th Street Ballroom. There'll be more information on our Facebook and also our Twitter. But if you look for Mascot Wedding on Do512 or on Facebook, I think they're both have event pages on there. But yeah, it should be a lot of fun. And we're looking forward to being a part of a Sketch Fest.
That sounds like a blast.
Why are you giving me daggers, Lance? Why did you do a big thumbs down when you said blast?
And you know, we have a secret little language here.
This is secret negativity.
Well, I pretend to like you, and we both know that I don't.
Truth comes out. Oh, by the way, during the break, I showed Lance the commercial with the Coors Light and Prometheus mashup.
It's real. Unless Mac edited this, and it's possible he did.
Oh, thank
you. It's real.
My, what do you call it, After Effects skills are getting better. Because that's what I do. That's what I do, like... Well, I got to learn how to use After Effects. I'll probably just make a couple commercials where I put Coors Light and stuff.
That's actually a really good idea. You should just put Coors Light cans in the hands of characters from movies you like.
Why didn't you punish me? Because you're... Or no, dang it, I screwed it up. Why don't you just kill me? Because your punishment isn't over yet. Boom, Coors Light. People all over the world. John Hans. That is the dumbest premise, by the way. Here's that pitch meeting. Okay, Coors Light, what do we want people to know? It's refreshing. That wherever it shows up, it's a party. And it's also called the Silver Bullet. Boom, here we go. Silver Bullet Train. You have people, they're out there partying. Party kind of sucks. Party's a total snooze, but then like you start hearing some funky music, things start to freeze over. Boom, Coors Light Frozen Bullet Train straight out of cold hell. It's coming in bringing refreshment for everyone. If anyone in the party's got an open hand, they look down. Uh-oh, it's filled with a nice cold silver bullet. I think if you describe anything as a jerk, though, it'll come across as a jerk. Like you could be like, all right, so there's this movie, right, with this guy. He's an oil man. He's digging for oil, but then somebody else crew, their dad dies, and he adopts a son, and then he goes around telling people that his name is, what's his name in that movie? There Will Be Blood.
Daniel Plainview.
Plainview and son that, he's a family man. And look, his son goes deaf. Like, yes, if you describe things like a jerk, you're a jerk. All right, speaking of jerks, I want to get this before we get out of here. I was driving to IKEA today, of all places.
Oh, wow, you needed some wood?
I just went for the cheap hot dogs.
Right.
And so I go up with some wood. I just go in the back, see all the furniture that they throw away, and just throw that particle board in my car.
Can I make my own out of the leftover stuff?
Is that going to cost me anything? What's that? Get out of here? All right, fair enough. And I passed a billboard, and I don't remember the exact liquor it was advertising. The exact type of liquor. I think it was tequila. But it was Man in Black Tequila. The Man in Black Tequila. Who do you think is behind this tequila, Lance?
Well, it's called the Man in Black. Is it a living person?
Well, no, don't ask me questions. Just answer mine.
Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash, of course, the famous Man in Black.
The only.
Yeah, exactly. The only one who's ever described like that. Oh, Lance, you and I must have been living under a rock because apparently that's Kinky Friedman.
What?
Yeah. Kinky Friedman's the Man in Black Tequila. And then there's a picture of Kinky Friedman dressed in black.
My God, what happened? When Johnny Cash died, did Kinky just go, I'll take that crown?
Yeah, it's like, exactly. It's like, he's like, oh, it's a shame we lost Johnny Cash, but thank God that's vacated. That doesn't happen with nicknames. You're not like, King of Rock and Roll Elvis died. I'll put on that crown, guy from Everlast. Everlast, isn't that his name?
Yeah, his name is Everlast. Wait, there is a guy named Everlast.
Gotta know what it's like. Have to choose King of Rock and Roll. Come on down to Denny's. Get the King of Rock and Roll pancakelets. The mini cakes. What other? I was trying to think of another example of someone like stealing someone's nickname. Although, you know what? There's some nicknames I feel like we could pass on. Like the Motor City Madmen. How badass of a nickname is that? How awful is it that's associated with Ted Nugent?
Right,
that
right.
100% creep.
Yeah, yeah.
Racist. I don't want to say what he is because I kicked off the air for swearing. Oh, look at that. Talking tough. Radio tough guy.
But who else is like the Motor City Madman?
Man,
really?
I don't know. Because like, who else is from Detroit? Kid Rock, Eminem, ICP.
Right.
Like, are there any like cool Detroit rockers? I can't think of any.
Yeah, I never know where people are from. I know Eminem could be I guess he could be like the Motor City rap man.
He could be like the Motor City Motormouth or something because he talks so fast, right? Yeah, am I my dad right now? He's rapping so fast. These rappers are so good, I don't know why they don't just sing. I don't know either, Pops. What's another dumb nickname like that? Like a rock and roll nickname? It doesn't even have to be rock and roll.
What's the Red Robin or Rock? What's his name?
Sammy Hagar.
Sammy Hagar, yeah.
The Red Rocker.
The Red Rocker, that's it. I always want to call him the Rockin' Robin.
See, that's another one where I feel like if someone took over the Red Rocker, we'd all be Betty. We'd all be Betty Draper.
Probably.
We'd all be better for it. Oh, boy.
The Red Rocker.
By the way, Jessica Hamilton tweeted at us and she says, I was in the car for 10 minutes, just long enough to hear Brian and Batman. Day made, thanks. You get in the car longer, Jessica. How dare you only listen to us for 10 minutes? Fair enough, though.
Yeah.
All right, I need one more rock nickname before we get out of here.
Oh, I'm so bad with rock nicknames.
It doesn't have to be a rock nickname. What's somebody else somebody's known for? You know what? They started calling, what's his face? Owen Wilson was the Butterscotch Stallion.
Never heard that.
Okay, maybe that was just my sister who said that.
Could you, now that Mellencamp is no longer John Cougar Mellencamp. Can you take Cougar? Can I be John Cougar? Lance Cougar Gilstrap?
What if what's his face? Sam Worthington started calling himself like the Terminator? Because he was a Terminator.
Right.
Spoiler
right.
alert in Terminator Rises.
Rise of the Machines?
No. It was like Terminator Reborn. What was that movie called?
Retribution. Terminator.
That sounds right, actually.
It's not Retribution, but it starts with an R, like Terminator
Salvation.
Salvation. Okay.
Terminator Salvation. Yeah, it ended with a shun. You were close enough.
I was close.
Yeah, but if he was like, hey, come see me, Sam Worthington, the Terminator. That'd be pretty cool. Right? That'd be cool.
It would be cool.
Hey, Lance Gilstrap, before we let you go, one more time, tell people about ATX Sketchfest, Austin Sketchfest.
Austin Sketchfest, where information can be found at atxsketchfest.com. It runs from Wednesday 23rd into Sunday, May 27th. It's going to be at Cold Town Theater on Wednesday, Hyde Park Theater on Thursday and Friday, and the 29th Street Ballroom Saturday and Sunday. And Paul F. Tompkins will be headlining both on Saturday and Sunday.
Tickets for Saturday already sold out.
For Paul F. Tompkins, not for Delicious Moments.
Oh, yeah, Delicious Moments. And also Delicious Moments are playing with one of Austin's best sketch group, probably its most beloved, Your Terrific Neighbors,
YTN.
Who are super, super funny.
Amazing.
They are always putting on a great show. If you want to see Lance and I and also David in action, we're in a group called Hot Property. I'll let you figure out the rest of that. I don't want to promo too much, but I will promo the live Mascot Wedding broadcast coming in next week.
Yes.
If you want me to send you personally details, I can. Just add Mascot Wedding is what you got to tweet at me at, or mascotwedding@gmail.com. But it's going to be a lot of fun. Doors are open to the public on that one. And that'll be 6 p.m. next Saturday. I think doors at 5:30 or something. Show up, we'll let you in. Lance Gilstrap, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Folks, before we turn over to the clear spot, we're going to get out of here with Mr. Little Jeans, who is a lady. What? I played her awesome cover of The Suburbs, that Arcade Fire song last week. It's off the Runaway single, is, of course, Runaway. More Mascot Wedding Show live next week. What? Bye, Lance.
Bye, Mike.
Bye, Austin. Awesome.